NewsRamp Science Podcast, Wednesday evening, March 25th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
landmark proton therapy data changes the conversation. Lixdi Biotechnology, Lixdi saw it coming. Landmark proton therapy data changes the conversation. As a recent study in The Lancet showed a 90.9% five-year survival rate for oropharyngeal cancer patients treated with proton therapy compared to 81% with traditional radiation. Lixdi Biotechnology, Lixdi anticipated this shift, investing in the LICT proton therapy platform. The findings are reshaping cancer treatment infrastructure, with new proton centers opening, including one in Boca Raton, Florida.
BioUtah joined National Convening on America's Biotech Moment. BioUtah joined the Biotech Across America State Symposium in Washington, D.C. to discuss the strategic importance of strong state and local biotechnology ecosystems. Utah's contributions to the U.S. biotech industry were highlighted, showcasing its startup state status, 180,000 life sciences employees, and $22 billion in GDP. The symposium is part of the NSCEB's efforts to advance biotechnology for national security and the bioindustrial revolution.
Tungsten prices rally as Middle East war drains supply. Tungsten prices have surged to record highs due to increased demand from the United States and Israel amid tensions with Iran. China's export restrictions have added pressure to the supply chain. Companies like Collective Mining Limited are ramping up tungsten exploration projects in the Americas to meet the growing demand. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story. I totally get a close range of time. Thank you, I have the data. I'm looking for a data at most minute effort on May 2. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.